This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. It is wild. It is wild, wild, wild out there. The Democrats are out to destroy us. You heard my story yesterday of Jackie Rosen, U.S. Senate candidate in Nevada, and how her staffers tried to destroy and blow up my cell phone, tried to harass me, tried to intimidate me, and we intimidated them back. I asked you to call them. I asked you to be nice. I asked you to be well-mannered. I asked you to never curse, never threaten, and just let them know in no uncertain terms you cannot harass Wayne Allyn Root. And sure enough, guess what happened? The call stops. No more calls. The message got through loud and clear. No more calls. You did a great job. Now they're denying that anything ever happened. If nothing ever happened, how do you explain all the calls to Wayne Root's phone from Rosen headquarters, and then all of a sudden, after many hundreds of you, maybe thousands of you, called Rosen's headquarters, Jackie Rosen for U.S. Senate in Nevada, thousands of calls, you shut down their phone system, they disconnected their phone, and then all of a sudden, the phone call stopped on my end. You made the message get through loud and clear, but now they claim that they don't know what we're talking about. There never was a problem. That's what they called the Las Vegas Review-Journal and told my editors literally moments ago. They said, wait, are you writing a story about them for Sunday? How did they know that? Because they listened to the radio show. And guess what? They're scared to death. All I want to do is tell the truth, and they don't want the truth to be told. Don't worry. I'll be telling the truth. Don't worry about it. But here's what Democrats are trying to do. Can you imagine? They're trying to make it illegal in this country to be a conservative, and illegal to be a conservative donor. I tried to warn dumb Mitt Romney about this in 2012, and he just was too stupid, too incredibly thick-headed to get what was going on. I went to the top of the Mitt Romney campaign. I told his aides that the IRS was coming after me, and that I just at random, I didn't even have my own radio show then, didn't have my own TV show then, had no newspaper column then, but at random I kept running into people who said it's the weirdest thing when I told them my IRS story, how Obama had sicked the IRS on me and was trying to destroy me. Suddenly all kinds of rich people said to me, oh wow, that's a weird coincidence, because I didn't think anything of it, but I've never been audited by the IRS in my life. And I wrote a $5,000 check to Mitt Romney, and 2 weeks later, IRS audit. When you hear that from 30 people in a row who wrote big checks to the Mitt Romney campaign, then you know that it's a coordinated conspiracy to wipe out conservatives and to scare us so we're not going to contribute anymore to Republican causes. Who would contribute if they bring your business down? Who would contribute if it caused an automatic IRS audit? And this was the plan of the Democratic Party. So now Romney wouldn't listen, refused to make it a campaign issue, said you can't prove this happened. You can't prove that Obama sicked the IRS on you. You can't prove that the number of people getting IRS audits. This is how stupid some people are. You don't need to prove anything. Democrats never prove a damn thing. They lie and they make it up. We're not even making it up. They made up that Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes. And he's so dumb he wouldn't hit back with the truth that they used the IRS to try and destroy and intimidate us. That's how dumb the establishment wing of the GOP is. So along comes the Wayne Root wing and the Donald Trump wing from New York, aggressive, in your face. Let's go, mother, you know what? Let's go. You want to try it on me? I will slay the dragon. And we answer back, and the media goes, oh, my God. Oh, they're bad people. They're vicious. Oh, you weren't vicious when you tried to ruin my life with the IRS. You weren't vicious at all, were you? You weren't vicious when every person that wrote a $5,000 check to Mitt Romney or higher wound up getting audited, or in some cases with people I know, major donor I know, spoke to on the phone. He was attacked, his business, his manufacturing company. He's a billionaire, and 20 different government agencies came down on him. Oh, that's not vicious. No, of course not. and Jackie Rosen's people calling my cell phone literally dozens of times to try and shut it down and I can't do any business and make me change my phone number. Harassment, intimidation. That's not bad, is it? No, of course not. That's the game they've always played. And up till now, the people running the Republican Party wore yellow slacks and green shirts and played golf with Muffy on the weekends. Well, guess what? It's not your party anymore. It belongs to street fighters like Wayne Root and Donald Trump, who will punch you in the nose and hit you in the knees with a baseball bat if you hit first. That's the important asterisk. I never hit until you hit first. But in self-defense, I don't turn the other cheek. I come after you. And so yesterday I said, you want this fun, Jackie Rosen? No problem. We'll shut your office down. And next thing you know, her phones are disconnected. They must have gotten thousands of calls from all of you. This isn't a Wayne Root victory. This is your victory. You did it. Thank you. God bless you. Good people. So now what comes out today? The California Democratic Party calls for an in-and-out boycott. I'm misquoting. It's not the Democratic Party, but it's California Democrats calling for an in-and-out boycott after the burger chain donates $25,000 to the GOP. So now you're not allowed to donate. See, before, they started out slowly. They said, let's just audit with the IRS, anyone who dares to give money to Mitt Romney. And Romney didn't listen to me. I said it's the start of them trying to intimidate people so no one will ever donate again to the Republican Party, you stupid putts. I told them that, and they wouldn't listen. And so now, if you make a donation, not only will you face an IRS attack, but they'll try and put your business out of business with protests and boycotts and people standing in front with signs saying you're a racist. Just giving a check to the GOP means you shouldn't be in business anymore. So no one will ever give a check to the GOP again. So how would we compete with Democrats who get union money and also get giant corporations led by big liberals from places like New York and D.C. with government contracts? They write big fat checks. Do any conservatives boycott those companies for simply writing a check? Do you remember the CEO of a high-tech company in Silicon Valley? I can't remember his name, but all I remember is he wrote a lousy personal check for $1,000 to the campaign in California that banned gay marriage. And here's the deal. The public in California voted for the ban of gay marriage. That included a huge percentage of blacks and Hispanics. Liberal Democrat Hispanics and blacks voted for no gay marriage. And this guy gave a check for $1,000. He was a CEO of a high-tech firm. It's a personal check, not a company check. And liberals put a letter-writing campaign in place and got him kicked out of his own company for writing a $1,000 check to a perfectly legal PAC that was fighting gay marriage. What's wrong with that? You could be for gay marriage. You could be against gay marriage. I have a right to make my point. You have a right to make yours. But once again, liberals don't want you to ever be allowed to make your point because we win in the field of public opinion. Every time we win the debate. So they don't want a debate. They want to shut you down. They want the same thing that communists want. They want to send you to communist re-education camp so no one is allowed to say anything other than what they believe. So the banning goes on at Facebook. The banning goes on at Twitter. The banning goes on at Google. The banning goes on at YouTube. And now they're trying to shut down In-N-Out Burger, which happens to be my favorite fast food place in the world. I don't eat fast food. Never have. I haven't drank a Coke in 40 years. I almost never eat French fries unless they're organic and made without oil but baked. And I almost never eat a hamburger. But about four times a year I go to In-N-Out Burger. It's so good. And the meat they use is so high quality. And the French fries they use, so high quality. I actually go there four times a year. That's my treat. Once a quarter, I go to In-N-Out Burger, and it is delicious, and they're good people, and they're good Christians, and they pride themselves on the quality of their food, and underneath the cups, you'll see Bible verses. They are good Christians, and they donated to the GOP. Oh, my God, what a sin. We got to put them out of business. This is sick thinking. You can't put out of business every person you disagree with who writes a check to the GOP. So, you know, in some ways, I'm laughing. Because as I said on Twitter, kind of tongue-in-cheek, I said, this is great. Liberals are mentally ill and more meat for me. I get to eat at In-N-Out Burger, and you guys won't get to eat there, so you're the ones who are going to suffer now. But having said that, that was just a tongue-in-cheek response. This is all sick. You can't tell me that if a company makes a choice or a CEO makes a choice to donate to a conservative or Republican cause, that nobody's allowed to go there ever again. That's not America. Then there is no longer freedom of speech. In-N-Out donated $25,000 to the California Republican Party early this week. The revelation has caused many who identify as Democrats to demand a boycott of the chain. In-N-Out temporarily closed all Texas locations due to bad buns. What is that about? Tens of thousands of dollars donated to the California Republican Party. It's time to boycott In-N-Out. Let Trump and his cronies support these creeps, perhaps animal style. Eric Bauman. Somebody on Twitter. I have no idea. Some of the people say these things. I guess this is just repeating all the tweets. And Antonio Sabato Jr., who's a congressional candidate for the GOP, says, more of a reason to go out and eat a great burger, too, please. The cult fast food chain In-N-Out is taking sides in this year's election, or is it? And then Antonio Sabato Jr. Signs that one. Good job, In-N-Out. Supporting democracy is encouraged. Hashtag GOP, David Wysocki. You want to hurt California citizens that work at In-N-Out Burger? You want to cost them jobs? For your political agenda, you, sir, not good for California. One Peace Initiative. In the age of Donald Trump, we need joy in our lives. Sometimes that joy comes in red-white wrapper and a toasted bun. In-N-Out pays some of the best wages in the fast food business, takes care of its workers, and offers food affordable to all. We shouldn't be boycotting that. So there were some good tweets, too, but the point is they're trying to start a boycott. It's going to work about as well as the boycott of Chick-fil-A. Christians lined up all across America in long lines, block around the block around the block, to get their In-N-Out Burger at the time where liberals tried to boycott In-N-Out Burger and stop it. And the same thing will happen with In-N-Out. You can't stop them. But the point is, the intent to stop them is disgusting and un-American, and it ties in with the attempt by the liberals to use the IRS to destroy our lives. They're sick people. They're mentally ill people. Something's wrong with them. They call us Hitler because they're using Saul Alinsky's philosophy. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. They're Hitler. They're Nazis. They want to use Nazi tactics to stop us from speaking. And I'm not going to let you do it. Worn out.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids who are going to high school or college are looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a yes. product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids who are going to high school or college are looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, thank you all again for all the work you did with the Jackie Rosen campaign yesterday. You all did a great job letting her know nicely, well-mannered, no cursing, no threatening, that you cannot harass Wayne Allen Root. You can't do that. And if you do that, you don't deserve to be a U.S. Senator, and the harassment has stopped. The harassment has stopped. I am your relentless warrior, Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior fighting for you, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that's all wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and the great Edward Stoltz, founder, operator, owner, gave me my shot in radio. What a great judge of talent Ed is. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments, Maytel sponsor of the show. Be among the first 100 callers. Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. I take calls throughout the show, but of course, most importantly, that third hour. On Newsmax TV, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me on email. And on Twitter, I'm @RealWayneRoot. So the biggest news story of the day to me, a Democratic representative warns immigration officers following illegal Trump orders, you will not be safe. Arizona Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego says if you're a U.S. government official and you are deporting Americans, be warned. When the worm turns, you will not be safe because you were just following orders. Are you going to murder people? Are you going to arrest ICE agents carrying out the law? Of course you are, because you're a communist scumbag. That's what the entire Democratic Party has become. Communist scumbags who want the entire country to be enveloped and invaded by illegal aliens. It is a disgrace. All of you are hiding. Even in his picture, this Congressman Representative Ruben Gallego has an American flag behind him. You should have a Mexican flag behind you because you don't give a damn about the United States of America. You care about your constituents who are from Mexico illegally here. That's the only thing you care about in Arizona if you're a Democrat. Clearly, you want to arrest ICE officers? What next? You're going to arrest police for arresting murderers? Yeah, you're going to drag off the police, beat them, and kill them? Are you going to hang them in the town square because they arrested murderers? Because, after all, felons are Democratic voters. You can't let police touch them. Can we? You know, I'd love suggestions. You should all call in. 833-WAR-TALK. What more could we do? What more could we do than to arrest good guys? Let's think of ways, ideas for Democrats to arrest good guys. On what grounds would you arrest police? On what grounds would you arrest ICE officers, Border Patrol officers? I mean, if the Border Patrol officers stop someone from crossing the border, I think we should arrest them. And the person coming across the border, I think we should give them a Mexican fiesta. I think we should let them hit Trump. You know, what are those things called where they have them hanging in the air at a Mexican birthday party and they hit it? Pinata. Make Trump into a pinata, right? And let them hit it with a bat and let all the prizes fall out and give them to all the new people who are illegally coming over the border. Give them gifts for coming over the border. That's what Obama would do. He put ads in Spanish in Mexico and told people, if your relatives are in America and they speak no English, and we're telling you this in Spanish, they're illegally in America, they can still get food stamps. Make sure you tell them. Why would you do that? Unless you hate America and want to destroy America and want to bankrupt me, a real taxpayer works 18 hours a day. I mean, I just don't get it. Thank God Trump is president. Who knows what guys like me would have had to do? Would I have to go into town square, pour gasoline over myself, set myself on fire? What do they call it? Self-immolation? You going to wait for businessmen to kill themselves because they work all day and you take 90% of their money and they can't survive anymore? And they can't pay payroll anymore? And they can't send their kids to college anymore? And they can't pay for health insurance anymore? Is that what you scum in the Democratic Party want? Because it's over, man. We're not creating division. You've created division. You want to arrest cops and ICE officers? Oh, that day ain't coming, buddy. You know when that day will come? When that day comes, I'll stand in front of the ICE officer, and I'll stand in front of the cops, and you're going to have to get by me and thousands of my listeners to get to the cops and the ICE officers. Good luck to you, all you pansies who've never used a gun before. Good luck, liberals. Liberals. What, are you going to be crowds of transsexuals? Good luck.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, a memorial service was held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Former Vice President Joe Biden was among the men who spoke.
While others will miss his leadership and his passion, even his stubbornness. You're going to miss that hand on your shoulder. The family, you're going to miss the man, the faithful man, as he was, who you would know would literally, not figuratively, give his life for you.
Talks between Canada and the United States over renegotiating a NAFTA trade agreement are going down to the wire as Washington pushes for a deal by Friday. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, on the trade talks.
Our officials did some work. They prepared some issues for me and Ambassador Lighthizer to take some decisions. And we're about to go in, continue negotiating, and do precisely that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wayne.
Maine wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR-TALK, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that I use Liberty HealthShare. I am a member. I got rid of Aetna, got rid of my health insurance, joined this Christian health sharing organization because healthcare has become a disaster since Obama got involved in it, since he put government in the middle of it. Health insurance completely unaffordable, and if you have it, it covers almost nothing, but there's now a better way, and I'm living proof. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000. Can you use an extra $36,000? Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. For more information, that's 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring this show. We've got James Kallstrom as our guest, the former FBI assistant director, brilliant man. And a real patriot, and we always love having him on the show. James, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, buddy?
Wayne, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just can't believe that I just no longer have any faith in the FBI. I'm sorry to say that to a guy like you, but I don't have any faith in the FBI at all anymore. Now, I don't mean the agents, but I mean the leadership, and something is really wrong. There is just a cancer growing inside the FBI's leadership, right? I mean, do you disagree, Wayne, with anything I'm saying?
Wayne, I agree with you totally. You know, we've been talking about this, you and I, for, what, a good year and a half.
Correct.
But, you know, now it's absolutely crystal clear, without question. I mean, I was crystal clear on this months ago, but that there's been a conspiracy, probably coming from the very top of the Obama administration, probably started before Trump was even picked. They were probably prepared to do this to whoever the Republican runner was, but it involves the intelligence community, you know, Brennan, Clapper, you know, the National Security Council, the unmasking, the FBI. I mean, it's just unreal what's going on. And, you know, it continues to this day because Sessions is such an absolute total milquetoast, you know, and the Deputy Attorney General is basically, I don't know, a POC, you know, a piece of, you know what. And the top of the Bureau has been involved in this thing. Comey now and Russo are saying two different things, apparently. You know, so what has to happen, Wayne, is there has to be a grand jury. And all these people, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Strzok, the whole bunch of them have to go before the grand jury. Now, that's not going to happen as long as Sessions is there. And here you got, you know, you got Bruce and Ellie Orr, you know, that are just up to their eyeballs in this whole thing, up to their eyeballs in passing on to the media, you know, this so-called bunch of crap. And you got Ellie Orr on shortwave radio talking to people over in Great Britain. I mean, this whole thing is unbelievable.
James, the big story, but we know all the old stories are horrible. The newest story I wanted to get your reaction to, which is just out in the last few days, was this idea there's some sort of FBI agent who has not been named yet who claims that the Bureau leaked stories, and of course those were false stories, fake news stories to hurt Trump. Then the media wrote those stories, then the FBI used those stories to hand to a judge or a FISA court to get a warrant so they could spy on Trump, and they used that as the basis for the warrant. The story was started by them in the first place, then they used it. If that is true, and to me that sounds exactly right, of course it's true. If that was true, then the FBI is rotten to the core.
Well, I don't think there's any question but that's true. You know, and the question is, what's the size of the cabal that was doing all this stuff? Is it 10 people, 20 people, 30 people? You know, why did not more people come forward that were medium-high ranking in the FBI to start to see that this was going on? That's one of the things that absolutely drove me crazy, you know, during this investigation by Mueller, you know, who's a corrupt person in my view. And the way the FBI has fallen in line and done their beckering. You know, going into people's homes at 5 o'clock in the morning, and acting like they're drug criminals. You know, the whole way that Trump's lawyer was handled up in New York was an outrage. And that there comes a time when you're in leadership of the FBI where you tell the U.S. attorney, the agents are not going to participate in this type of illegal activity. And until you're going to stand up, you know, it used to be the Bureau was an agency pretty much unto itself, you know, without getting nitpicked and directed by the Department of Justice on every little thing. But those days are over with. But I think you're absolutely right about how this thing is played circular.
And now there's another scandal that's out, and the FBI denied it today. The FBI says absolutely didn't happen. Louis Gohmert, who I trust implicitly, probably the greatest conservative congressman you're ever going to find, Louis Gohmert. I love him. From Texas, great guy, always supportive of everything I believe in. And he reported earlier this week that Hillary Clinton's emails were hacked by the Chinese government. The FBI denied these claims. Louis Gohmert is now doubling down. He says Clinton was absolutely hacked by a foreign entity while not naming a specific country, but originally he named China. And at the time he says that Hillary was hacked, at that exact period, about 20 United States agents, spies in China, were either arrested or executed. So it's very possible they were sitting there listening to every word Hillary said, or not even listening, reading every email that was sent to Hillary. Many of them were, you know, of national security, classified. And when they found the names of agents, they murdered them. Therefore, Hillary is responsible. And yet they said she didn't do anything wrong.
Wayne, let me say this about that. You know, my sources tell me that absolutely the Chinese were taking everything they had. I even got someone telling me that they're actually looking at her on the camera and the computer. You can believe that. I don't know if that's true or not. I doubt seriously that she would have on her communications, as sensitive as they were, top secret umber communications where she should be in Leavenworth the rest of her life. But I doubt seriously that part about sources being killed is true. Because I'll tell you right now, unless things have changed really super dramatically on how we classify and keep cover on our informants overseas, you know, the State Department wouldn't have any knowledge of who those individuals were.
Right. So you think that Hillary was absolutely hacked, but you don't believe that agents were murdered?
I think that's a stretch. You know, I'm not saying that somebody couldn't happen or there was some kind of a, you know, first off, that type of information isn't even put in top secret documents. You know, it's compartmented. It's paper stuff. You got to go into a skiff to even read it. You know, it's not communicated. You know, it's not on Wiener's laptop. I mean, there's a lot of sensitive stuff. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's stuff that they should be all in jail for. But I think that part is a big stretch. I wouldn't go as far as to say that.
All right, so that we got two scandals through. We heard your response to both of those. Let's get to a third one. This
now, here's
idea.
Here's the other thing. Everyone that, you know, this Pfizer thing, you know, that they did all this just so they could basically intercept people in the Trump administration. Everyone that signed those affidavits, everyone that brought those before the Pfizer court are guilty, in my view, of perjury.
Right.
You know, they all need to go before the grand jury. This guy from Utah, you know, Cuba, what a joke. I mean, this guy hasn't even interviewed the Oars, and he's supposed to be the guy looking into, you know, the Pfizer stuff. I mean, it's a farce. It's an
absolute
farce.
The whole government seems to be rotten to the core.
Yeah.
I mean, you have
this
Trump as president,
and
they're out to get
him. Obama holdover.
Right.
You know, so hopefully, after these elections, the people are smart enough to elect as many Republicans as possible. I think two or three days after those elections are proved to be that the case, Sessions is going to be in a cardboard box with his Chatskis out in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue.
We can only hope and pray. The other big scandal I wanted to mention to you was this idea that Comey lied to our face and lied in front of Congress when he said that they read the 700,000 emails on Wiener's laptop. The truth now turns out to be they read 3,000 of the 700,000, never read 697,000 of them, and the 3,000 were hand chosen by Peter Strzok. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think there's any question that he lied. He's lied on numerous occasions. I mean, he's got a lot of explaining to do, as they say down south. He's got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
And but he's got to get his outrageous. Pontificating, you know, out of his mind, psychopathic ASS before a grand jury. That's what's got to happen.
All right, and then finally, one more that just came across my desk. I mean, they're all happening at the moment, minute by minute here. Email logs reveal correspondence between Fusion GPS, Clinton associate, and the Russians at the Trump Tower meeting, which would mean the entire thing was a giant setup, and the Russian conspiracy was Hillary's Russian conspiracy to indict Trump, to frame Trump, to fix the election, and to get him and Donald Trump Jr. in trouble. They set the whole thing up. If they had emails between each other, James Kallstrom, what does that tell you?
Well, that's what I said at the beginning. This whole thing is a conspiracy without question. This whole thing is an absolute phony conspiracy. And Mueller being appointed as the special counsel, that's on a, you know, you talk about the fruit of the poison tree. That's an absolute poison. The whole tree's poison. I mean, that was done outside the regiment of how a special counsel is appointed. And the whole thing is fraudulent. Totally fraudulent. And here we got the government, we got the FBI, we got all this stuff happening. In support of a fraudulent scheme to take down a legitimate president of the United States, an absolute total outrage.
And they're still doing it. They can't stand how good he's made the economy. They can't stand it. The economy's booming, and they're angry. They got to remove him, you know? Hey, James, you're the music. We got to run.
Thank God we got the toughest president in the world in there.
We do. We got a New Yorker, man, just like me and you, New Yorker.
Tough
hey, James
guy.
Kallstrom, former FBI assistant director, great man. Thank God we had you. I wish we had you back again. I really do. I mean, heading the FBI.
On.
James, thanks for coming on. Wayne on the Roof, we're now.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. The good news is that I was on the case of Jackie Rosen, and the call stopped because of all of you. The good news is I constantly give good information to Donald Trump, and I told him that white farmers were being murdered in South Africa. I made sure I wrote the column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I made sure that that column was in other conservative websites. I made sure that I told Donald Trump's deputy White House press secretary that Donald Trump needs to mention South Africa and the white farmers being attacked by the black government, who was trying to change the Constitution to make it legal to steal land. Donald Trump tweeted about it, and we changed the world. So with Jackie Rosen, we annoyed a United States Congresswoman running for Senate and made it clear you don't harass Wayne Allen Root with criminal harassment by her staff. But with the nation of South Africa, we really changed the world. Boom. South Africa withdraws expropriation of white-owned farms bill after the Trump tweet. For the past 10 years, this website has reported on the systemic racism and dehumanization of whites in South Africa. And yet here we are. South Africa has made news in recent weeks for its ruling party's determination to strip farmland from white owners with no money in return. None. Just take your farm. That's theft. Stealing your life's work. The White House finally weighed in on the matter. President Donald Trump told Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to study the farm seizures. And now, largely because of U.S. scrutiny, the ruling ANS party has withdrawn its plans to redistribute, i.e. seize and steal, farmland from whites. The Daily Mail just wrote, South Africa has withdrawn its white farmland redistribution bill 6 days after Donald Trump warned he was closely studying the situation. The ruling African National Congress, ANC, said the bill passed by Parliament in 2016, enabling the state to make compulsory purchases of land to redress racial disparities in land ownership, needed further consideration. It comes after Trump criticized the country's land reform plans in a tweet that touched on the overwhelmingly white ownership of farmland in South Africa. I have asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to closely study South African land and farm seizures, Trump said, and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers, he tweeted to his 54 million followers. South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. The country is in the middle of a racially charged debate over land reform. In any case, at the time when Trump did that, they were screaming going on from South Africa's politicians. He's a liar. It never happened. Blah, blah, blah. Trump's a terrible person. Trump's a racist. He has no business butting his head in South Africa. We'll never respond. We'll never do what you want us to do. We're a sovereign nation. You can't talk to us like that. We'll make it faster. We'll take the land even more now, and we'll do it faster. I heard that from all the South African politicians. And then a few days later, guess what? They blinked. Donald Trump makes everyone blink. China's going to blink. We're going to win the trade war. Europe already blinked. Mexico blinked. Canada's absolutely going to blink. Are you kidding me? Canada's entire country would collapse without the United States buying their goods. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump did it again. But I had a hand in it, and I will take credit. To some small extent, Tucker Carlson gets credit too, although I must tell you that Tucker Carlson, great guy, but his show always features the same stories as mine 2 days after mine. I think they watch my show for getting ideas on what to talk about. And when I stumble upon a good idea, they bring it on their show. I really do. I think Fox News is watching and taking notes on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I'm not sure if they listen to my radio show, but I think they're watching my Newsmax TV show. And I kept talking about South Africa. I was the first and only guy in the country to do it. And all of a sudden, Tucker did it. And all of a sudden, everything changed. And by the way, the day before it all changed and Trump put out that tweet, that's when Trump's deputy press secretary was on my show. And off mic, I asked him, and Chris, my board op, heard the entire conversation. I said, bring one thing to President Trump. I can't give you 10 ideas. I got a million of them. I know it'll get muddled. I'm just going to give you one. Mention the white farmers of South Africa. You cannot let them be murdered and their land be stolen. It's the only thing I asked Trump to do. And the next day he sent out the tweet. To get more in depth, by the way, on this Democratic representative warning immigration officers following legal Trump orders, you will not be safe. His name is Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego. If you are a U.S. government official, you are deporting Americans. Be warned. When the worm turns, you will not be safe because you are just following orders. You do not have to take part in illegal acts ordered by this president's administration. Gallego's comments go beyond those of other Democrats, even those who've called for confronting Trump administration officials in public over immigration policies. Chris Crane, president of the National ICE Council, which represents thousands of ICE employees, accused Gallego of inciting violence against them as they enforce the nation's laws and keep our communities safe. Can you imagine? They just found a body in a shallow grave in Long Island, and he was murdered by an ICE person. I'm sorry, did I say that wrong? He was murdered by an MS-13 person. Obviously, ICE is the ones that could protect your life and mine and my children and yours and stop these bad MS-13 people from ever getting in the country in the first place. ICE doesn't murder anybody. ICE captures bad people, and ICE and border agents stop bad people from ever getting in the country. How could you be mad at ICE? How could you be mad at border agents? Do you want more and more people to be buried in shallow graves across this country? Do you want MS-13 to just take over our country? Do you want our country to look like Mexico where they murder journalists? They killed the 13th journalist in one city in Mexico a few days ago. They just found his body. In the streets of Cancun, they found headless bodies and topless bodies. Bottomless bodies. You know, the bodies were in different parts in different sections of the city. They found the bottom somewhere. They found the top, the head somewhere. This is not what you find in America, except if you go after ICE and you stop ICE from doing their job. Democrats have lost their minds.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A.